Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about getting rejected by a local escrow agent. This is something, for the 25 years I've been in this business, has never, ever happened, with very, very few exceptions. It happens a lot now. Jill's going to tell us why.
Before we get into it, should I do that?
Sure.
Okay. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It is free. John wrote, I downloaded a list from RealQuest, and there are a ton, almost half, of properties with the same mailing address and situs address. Would you mail those or take them out? Well, that's interesting. You know what it makes me think of? It's like you download a not big list, and one guy owns half the county. Is that how you read it?
No, not at all. Oh. So there's counties. I'm almost sure this is not county data. This is a zip code data. There are zip codes for Air Force bases that have seven APNs in them. There are zip codes in some big cities that are a medical campus, like acute care. There's zip codes for all kinds of stuff that are not what we all think of as a zip code. So what happened here with John is...
That makes sense. You're smart.
The data people... Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if she means it or not.
I do mean that. That was sincere.
I don't know if it's like, you're smart. Bam! Smack on the head.
No. What if I ever done that?
Don't make me answer that.
Oh.
I'm trying to get through the question here.
What the heck was that?
Can you imagine if your siblings ask you that?
What? My goodness. Go ahead.
I can't imagine having that conversation like with my sister. Like, oh, no, you never, we never hit each other. We would just crack up.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, especially with zip codes, there's specific zip codes. I think there's like 26,000 zip codes in the country. And I think that for our purposes, the usability ones are like 12 to 18,000, some number like that. I don't know exactly. So, but here's the good news. All these data sources that we use, RealQuest Data Tree and Title Pro, allow you to preview the data very, very easily without ever spending a nickel, ever. So John didn't check. He pulled up his data set. He did all the stuff that you're supposed to do like we teach.
Click, 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 click,
he's
click.
Looking at it, and he just hit buy. Mm-hmm. He didn't do that last step where you just kind of peruse the data. Like, for instance, there's counties out west here that have a tremendous amount of Bureau of Land Management-owned property, on and on. There's municipality-owned property, a ton of Native American-owned reservation-type property. And so, for whatever reason, over the years, those properties have gotten assigned APNs, and they're of no use to us. We're not going to mail the U.S. government a letter to see if they want to, or a Native American reservation. We're just not. So you have to check the data to see if it's usable or if it's what you anticipate. You know, there's some properties that have huge cemeteries on them. You don't want it. You got to remove all that stuff. So check your data for free before you download it so you don't just get disappointed. Same property. So I don't think it's the same. Like, I don't think there's the only time.
No, I think you're right. I mean, there's times that it does where... if there's a big developer, let's just throw this out there, a Del Webb community. If Del Webb owns the whole thing as he's right now subdividing it all, it could be big enough that there's a zip code like what was that? Anthem.
Yeah, or Sun City. You know, you're right.
That could have one zip code. I'm going to finish my thought. And so it could say, Del Webb Property Services in Anthem if that zip code. For at the very beginning of it when it started in 1995 or wherever it was, and then obviously as every parcel got sold, so it could have been something like that.
That's exactly correct.
And they don't need you don't know. And if it's something weird like that, or you hit somebody that owns a bunch of stuff, you don't need to mail them all.
Hey, by the way, we've all made this mistake, so don't feel bad. We've all downloaded data, we get it in the spreadsheet 5 seconds later or whatever, and it's like, oh, I just bought 1,500 records that I can't use.
Well, here's what's funny, too. I'm just making me think about this with the Del Webb thing, because I just had a property like this come across my desk yesterday that I passed on. I'll tell you real quick. And I got excited because it's mobiles. Check this out. This guy bought, I don't know how many acres. Let's just say it's a total of 10 acres. He went in, put a he has a sign on the corner on the street to come in this little, he doesn't call it a subdivision, he calls it settlement. It's
now
like,
you're singing my song here.
It's called like Rolling Hills Settlement. Well, follow me on this one though. Rolling Hills Settlement. It's in a state east of us, as they all are.
Except for two.
Exactly. So it's not Hawaii or Alaska. Anyway, and he sold maybe, I think he did like 25 mobile home lots, right? He sold like four of them. And now he wants to unload the rest, which you would think this would be great.
I'm loving it so far.
I know. And so we sent the offer out. I went and looked. I found the sub, and you click on it, right? And all the unoccupied pieces of dirt all say the same, you know, XYZ building company, obviously, as they should. He can't sell them. I'm like, shoot.
Killing me, Joe.
I know. Well,
this is exactly what we want to buy.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I thought about this. I thought, okay, well, wait a minute. So I buy them all the ones that are left, and I put mobiles on them. But then I go dig a little bit deeper, and I see three of the parcels. He picked some three of the best of the however many that are left. He put mobiles on them, too. He can't sell those. So there's something going on in that area.
Well, let's deconstruct this together.
Uh-oh.
Why do properties not sell? What are the two reasons?
And he's not overpricing them because he'll sell the dirt. He'll sell the dirt for $6,000 a lot. I was going to offer him one or two. I was about to come in hot. And the way he's pricing the mobiles are not crazy, too. He's not pricing them at $200,000.
I need to see this deal.
All right.
What? Oh, is it a state that we are in right now?
Yes.
So the two reasons that real estate doesn't sell, without exception, is number one, it's priced incorrectly. So Jill's saying, no, that's not the case. It's actually priced pretty low.
It really is.
Number two, the seller is not exposing this property to the correct audience.
That could be, because he's got a couple that aren't selling.
How cheap can you get it?
Cheap? But here's my other dilemma. Okay. If you hope you don't mind, we're going to have a business meeting now.
Yeah, because I want to get off this call. I mean, when we're done with this,
it's exactly yesterday that I said I'm going to pass. So I'll let you look at it.
Is it just price?
No. It has nothing to do with price.
Is it just totally rural?
No, it's not totally rural.
Is it drive-up access with two-wheel drive?
Totally drive-up access.
Paved?
Yes.
Is the infrastructure paved?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe. Hold on a moment. Calm down. I don't have 25.
Dollar signs in my eyes.
Well, I had a conversation with myself, and I said, do I really want to go? How many states over? It's several states over, and try to find mobiles when I know I can't even get mobiles right now. One state over. That was a conversation I had with
myself.
Maybe
you leave that to me.
All right, I'll give it to you. Thank you for letting us have our business meeting.
Can you get them for $1,000 a lot?
I could probably. I was going to offer them $1,500 a lot.
Are the mobile homes that are on there unsold?
Correct.
Or how old are they?
Brand new.
They're brand new?
Brand new.
Something's wrong.
That's why I said he has brand new, rationally priced mobile homes sitting there, like three of them. I looked at them myself. I said something.
Did you talk to the guy?
No, I did not.
Oh,
no, because it's through a broker. Oh, gosh,
oh,
no.
Oh, it's through a broker.
Yeah, it's a broker. See, somebody got there first. The broker's involved. See, I'm like, we sent the offer to the right person.
Why didn't you say that first? And we would have saved everybody listening to our business
meeting. I was trying to. I don't know. I didn't. Anyway, that's the whole point. Yeah, I'm not dealing with a seller. I'm dealing with a broker.
Unfortunately, you're right.
And so
some broker screwed it all
there's
up.
There's something wrong. I don't know what it is.
Is it? What's
but
the
how
deal
about this? How about this? And let me back up. Here's my final reason for kicking it to the curb. I have too many other great deals that will be so much less hassle.
Okay.
That will make me more money.
Okay. So
than trying to go and set up shop in this state and solve these problems and figure out where to get 20 mobiles and how best to make them look and build a community center. By the way, there's no facility there. It's just dirt and mobile.
Yesterday, we did a show called Partnerships and why partnerships work and why they don't and why trust is a huge factor. So I went down this path with Jill, questioning her, and this is not made up, this is real actually. And in the end, I was questioning her carte blanche trust. And we got to the real answer at the end. And I've seen the database too. We have properties in there that we're buying for you know, less than $20,000 that are easily worth retail quarter mil, and for whatever reason, Jill, they're in the database. Jill got the seller to, they're just ready to sell for all the classic reasons. It's packed with deals like that. So in the end, she didn't decide it was a bad deal because I'm trying to get drilled down to something that's insignificant. I'm trying to drill down with her. Why is this a bad deal? Why? Are they new? What's the price? And she's saying, yep, they're new and the price is awesome. It's just not worth it for us. It's not worth it. We have all these other transactions.
There's
millions of dollars of deals, net equity deals that we're dealing with that are right exactly in our acquisition criteria all around.
That won't take the work.
I trust you. You're right. And forgive me for questioning you. I'm serious.
Thank
I'm dead.
You very much.
This is how the mics weren't on, this is exactly how this business meeting would go, and I would walk out of your office.
Thank you. Now let's get to the show, please.
Today's topic, getting rejected by a local real estate agent. This is why you're listening.
Not rejected by your business partner. So here's the story. Doing a lot of deal, obviously. You know, you may or may not have realized there are a lot of properties being bought and sold right now. We all thought
more than ever.
The summer of the COVID would have been dead for real estate. And the opposite is happening. We are seeing things snatched up, even in our own backyard. We talked about this the other day. Last Sunday, we went driving around looking at property kind of in our backyard, and we picked out two. Should we want to get back into house flipping right now today? Right now, I'm really busy, but we talked about it for 5 minutes. We're kind of prepping to, and it's stuff that we do all the time, but it's an area that we haven't really gone into at a great level. Long story short, the three that we identified on Sunday were pending on Monday. So this is what's going on in the escrow world. These guys are slammed. And it's great.
Slammed.
And the problem is, too, is I think half of them are working remote, half of them are in the office. So that makes issues, brings up even more issues because they don't know how to operate that way. Most escrow agents I have found are paper pushers. And always have been and always will be paper pushers. They are very reluctant to do online notaries. They're very reluctant to do online recording. That's not their thing. That's not how they were trained and not how they were raised. It's a paper, it's a file, there's a system, and there's a checklist.
Original signatures.
These guys are old school files, and there's all the papers here, and there's a checklist, like stapled here, and they literally check them off as they go through to make sure they filled in all the papers. They don't even really look at them. They seem to see that all the papers are there and accounted for. So this is what's going on. So we called an agent that we have a great history with, and actually she's kind of in Northern California, and it's only because she's really good and the property happens to be in California. So most agents are really okay with doing properties within their same state. Stepping outside of the state, not all agents are there. They may have a list of states that they work with too. But anyway, flat out said it was the funniest thing. Thought it was gonna go great, sent her our usual list. And the way we roll too, we couldn't be easier. We send an email that says seller, buyer, all the contact information, here are the terms, and then everything is attached. The purchase agreement, any of our business documents, any of the wire instructions. I mean, it's like ready to go. Everything that we have is in that email, and they're like, it's a dream. So we've actually was told just the other day, I'm not doing land deals right now. I have too many SFRs. That's what happened.
If you ask an escrow agent in the best of times or worst of times, why is it taking so long to do this deal? They're going to say one of two things. There's a lot of deals before you, which means there's real estate agents that keep coming to me. Even after you submitted this deal to me, there's really angry real estate agents that pay me on the side or whatever version of to get their file on top of yours because real estate agents don't have any money ever. The good ones have millions and millions of dollars and live on the ocean, and the bad ones don't have it. They have an old car and a terrible attitude. So when they get a deal and it's in escrow and they want to get it done, they jump all over the escrow agent's business and jump on their desk and scream and yell until the deal's done so they can get their measly little check. The second reason, which is way more important for us, is this. Hey, Sally, why can't you get this deal done? It doesn't seem like it's too busy. I'm waiting on title. And title is has nothing to do with escrow. They're entirely separate. A title binder and a preliminary title and title insurance itself comes from a different place. It doesn't come from their office at all. When it's rural vacant land, it comes from the county. It comes from people sitting at the county that are contracted by a national insurance company, usually First American Title. There's only four or five of them in the whole country. And if you've ever walked into a county building, which you can't do right now, by the way, right. If you've ever walked into a county building, there's a bunch of people.
Because they're closed, that's horsing, the only reason. Yeah.
They're all horsing around, throwing paper at each other, laughing and those are title plant people from different companies doing title binders for escrow agents to get deals done. They're checking the chain of title so they can issue an insurance policy. That is dramatically slowed down, right? It's a perfect storm again. That title process, because of the COVID, has really shut counties down. They can't get the information that they need, especially in rural areas. And so you're yelling at the escrow agent, but in reality, she can't get the title binder to close the deal. That's the truth of it. So that's why we're getting rejected by local title escrow agents. I don't know this for sure, but I'm guessing is these SFR deals already have title plant information accumulated already from the last sale, you know, and we're
if
probably
for her as a blanket, I'm just, they're just.
Land deals are harder. They seem easier. There's no lender. Yeah. It's a harder title situation. Is that too much information here?
Well, I think too, but I would say.
Am I TMI?
No. I would argue that maybe land is because they traditionally don't change hands as fast. So it's, if I was title agent du jour, and like I'm the one doing the title work, it's if I go back and see, oh, this person at First American did it in 2012, this person just did it in 2008, and this person just did it in 2006, I'm feeling pretty good about these guys.
That's a house usually.
You're right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, it's not gonna be that hard. But a land dealer, they're gonna go, A, there's nothing ever done. It may have never had title insurance, I gotta really dig. And B, the last one was 30 years ago, and the last one was when it was homesteaded. Okay, I want to make sure I don't miss anything.
Jill's not exaggerating. This is a very typical rural vacant land deal. So it's title. What did you do in your situation?
Call another person and you got it. Just pick up the phone. You collect them. You know the ones that you like, and you know what you're talking about. Like the ones that I do. This one would have done it. She's very sweet and really good, and I send treats.
In other words, you solved your own problem without telling anybody about it at all.
Yeah. We just fix it. We move on. It's not like I can't do it.
Kiss you on the lips.
Call the next guy on the list. We got a long list. So thank
you. You're awesome.
Happy you could join us today. Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called, You Either Love Your Mask or You Hate It. You Are Not Alone in Your Real Estate Ambition.
That's going to be interesting.
I said mask. MASK.
It's not like, is it code for M for money? A for ambition, nope. S for silliness, and K for
kill.
That's what I was thinking.
Really?
Yeah. That's really funny. That was the first word that came to my mind, too.
Well, we're going to talk about masks tomorrow.
That'll be interesting. Thank you for tuning in today. We hope you find our content valuable, and we appreciate your support. If you haven't already done so, please check out our channel on YouTube and subscribe there.
You'll notice this is a little different at the end here because it's so important. It really helps us gauge our content. So your comments and suggestions, they help us create the kind of content that you're here for. Hitting the like button supports our channel's algorithm, seriously. And it gauges your interest for future show topics. You know me, I'm all about the data. We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.